Uvekomu. Mashu Uvekomu when they got up. That's the way Malachim, like daven to Hashem, they stand up to daven to Hashem. That's called the Kima. V'sorim b'yishtachavoya. How do we know a Sar, though, he has to bow down? The Pasuk says, Sorim v'yishtachavu. That the Sorim, they like bow down. For the Gemara Maske of Lorab Zera, V'yitem Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni. Who would have said, and the Sars, they bow down, then you'd be right. It could be it could be the Sarim did both. They made a Kima, and they also made a Hishtachavua. Masha Malachim will stand up, and the Sarim, they will bow down. So here we have the Kasha, it could be the Sarim did both. They made a Kima standing up, and Hishtachavua bowing down. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Afa ni Yomer, I also say, Loi HaKer LeYoyra, that everybody will be Zeicha for Or, for Loi HaKer LeSimcha, that everybody will be Zeicha to have happiness. All right, turn over. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Afa ni Yomer, Loi HaKer LeYoyra, Loi HaKer LeSimcha, Tzadikim LeYoyra, Tzadikim, they'll be Zeicha to see the light. The Yeshorim leSimcha, people that are Yoshua, the straight people, they'll be zeicha for Simcha, for happiness. Tzadikim liyoyra, tzadikim, they'll be zeicha to see the light, to receive or zeru la tzadik. Or the or, a light will be shining out for the tzadikim. Uli Yeshorim Simcha, how do you know for Yoshua there'll be happiness? To receive uli Yishra lei, the person who has a straight heart, Simcha, he'll be zeicha with happiness. So Rashi says, Yeshorim leSimcha, the Yeshorim adifum at tzadikim. Mashmur Yoshar, those are greater than Tzadikim. Like the Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were also called Yeshorim. So the Yeshorim, those are greater than Tzadikim, they'll be Zecha to Simcha. But a Tzadik will only be Zecha for the Oro, for the light. Yehadrin Alecha Me'emasai. The Mishnah says, Seder Tainius Ketzad. What's the Seder? How do they used to make a Tainius? How did they make a Tainius Seber? How was the Seder? Seder Tainius Ketzad. This portion is going on the last seven fast days. Is Moitzia Nesat Teva L'Rechayva. They used to take the Teva, means the Aron HaKodesh, with the Sefer Torah, they would take it outside to the street. The Rechayva, to the Rechayva, the middle of the street. Shalir of the city. V'noisnin Efer Makle Agabia Teva. And they would put ashes from burnt wood on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Rashi Efer Makle means Efer Mamish, ashes Mamish. V'loi Ofer, not just Tam Dost. Efer Stamu Efer. Means mamash eshes they used to take and put it on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Uveroish HaNosin, they put it on top of the Nosi also, like the president they put it on top of. Uveroish Av Bezdin, and the one that was in chief of the Bezdin, they also used to put his ashes on top of his head. V'chol Echod V'yechod Noisein V'roishai, and every person also separately would put it on top of his head also. HaZokin Shebhen, the oldest one of them, Oymel Lufnayim Divrei Kibushin. They used to say in front of them, like Divrei Musa, used to tell them words, like the Machniyah, make lower themselves to Hashem, that they should start doing tshuva and daven good to Hashem, that Hashem should help them and give rain. And they used to say like this, Achenu, Leinema, our brothers, like, Leinema b'yanshe Ninveh. Doesn't the Pasuk doesn't say, Nyoyne b'yanshe Ninveh, that Vayar Elohim Esakam, V'yestanisim. It doesn't say that Hashem only saw the way they were fasting and putting sacks on them. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that when they were doing tshuva, they were repenting, they were stopping to do their bids. That's what you have to do. You have to stop doing your derech haroh. The Kabbalah says, v'kiru levavchem v'yal begdechem. There is like rip your hearts and your clothing. In other words, do tefillah, do tshuva. Omdu v'tefillah, then they got up to daven. They would put who would be a shliach tzibur, an older person and somebody that was rugged, knew how to daven well. He has a wife and children, but rekam. He has children, but his house is empty, and he doesn't make a living. He's a poor person. Because a poor person, when he davens to Hashem, he davens wholeheartedly. He knows what it means to need something. So let the shliach tzibur be somebody that needs, that doesn't have enough in his house, so he'll daven to Hashem with a wholeheartedly. The Rashi says, the beisoy reka mashma duoni, he's a poor person. Vein lemichi, he doesn't have a panos in the beisoy. So therefore he'll daven good. Now the Omer, he says like this, V'yomer lefneim esrim v'yabor brochas. And on these last seven fast days, he used to say 24 brachas. The Shliach Tzibur, when he said over Shimon Esrei, there were 24 brachas. Yud Ches Shebechol Yom, the regular 18 brachas, like we have 19, we have La Mashinim, it's 19 brachas of the regular day. Or Moisa Baleim Oit Shesh, he used to add another 6 brachas to cover the Tainus. V'yeluhain, these are the extra 6 brachas. Zichroinus V'shoifrois, the bracha that we say in Yom Rosh Hashanah, Zichroinus. And the bracha, Shoifrois, those are 2 brachas. So Drashi, call up Sukkim Shemim Rosh Hashanah. All the Psukkim that we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Zichroinus and the Shoifrois, that's what he said now also on these Tainus. These were 2 brachas. Then the third bracha was, El Hashem B'tzarosali Karosav Yaneni. That was the third bracha. The fourth one, Esa Einayel Horim. The fifth one, Mimamakim Karosicha. And the sixth group, Mimamakim Karosicha Hashem, from the low place I'm calling out to Hashem. And the sixth one was, Tfilah Leyonik Yetav. That Anoni, when he davens to Hashem, Yetav, he wraps himself around, and that's the way Hashem answers you. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that Lehoi Yitzorach Leim is Zichronis V'Shoifris. He didn't have to say the bracha of Zichronis and Shoifris, like we're saying in Rosh Hashanah, that he did not have to say in the Tiny Sibur. Eloi Mer Tachteim, instead of those first 2 brachas, what do they say? They said, Rav Kiyah Boretz, Deva Kiyah, and Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem Eliyo, Adivrei HaBetzorois. Yeah, these are the two other brachas they used to say. Now, V'yoymer Chaysmeya Malarishi, V'yoymer Chaysmeyim. And they were said like a chsima. Rashi says, V'yoymer Chaysmeyim, HaKol Parsha Parsha, like Acha Zichroinus Chasima, Zichroinus. Like after you finish saying the psukim about Zichroinus, there would be a chsima, there would be Baruch to Hashem, like Zeicher Abris, V'yacha Shofres Chasima, Shofres, V'chein Acha Kulam, Mi'ena Pashin Forash V'yozel. After each bracha, they would end off and end that bracha, and there'll be a chsima, there'll be a bracha at the end of that bracha. So it says like this, V'yoymer Chaysmeim, they used to say the chsima, the end of the bracha. Alo Rishayna Weimer, Mishonas Avrom Maharamaria, Huyan Eschem, V'yishma B'kel Tzakaschem, Hayyem Azeh, Bracha to Hashem, Girl Yisrael. That's what they would say at the end of the first bracha. Trash Alo Rishayna, Pam Rishayna Weimer, Mishonali Avrom, the girl Yisrael, Hoyamaska Laharich, Vardach V'yomu L'kulam Shesh Brachas. Mashba by the bracha of girl Yisrael, that's where he used to add these 6 brachas. So he would say, Mishon al Avram, the girl Yisrael. That's what he started off saying, yeah. He said, V'yishra Gazan, Brachas Hashem, girl Yisrael. Al Ashniya, Shash al Ashniya, Zuhi, Bracha Rishayna Shashesh Brachas, Karmina B'Gemara. Veich, the girl Yisrael, Zuhi Bracha Atzma Shashmon Esrei. Veinu Moisim Shesh. Al Shibzeho Yimaskal. Because after you said, girl Yisrael, now you started to say these extra 6 brachas. So the Shnia really means the first bracha of the 6 brachas. Hawaimi would say like this, Mishon es avoseinu al yamsuf hu yana eschem, v'yishma kotz akaseichem, hayoyim azeh bracha to Hashem, zeichu anishkoches. That was like the first bracha, the new bracha. Al ashlishis, the third one really means the second bracha, Hawaimi Mishon es Yeshua ba-Gilgol hu yana eschem. Like our Kodesh Bracha that saved Yeshua in Gilgal, he should help us now also. V'yishma b'chil tzakaseichem, he should hear our screaming. Hayoyim ezeh today, bracha to Hashem, shemeya trua. That was the second bracha. Ala revia, the third extra bracha, he would say, Mishon es Shmuel b'mitzvah, just like our Kodesh Bracha saved Shmuel by the mitzvah, is huyan eschem, he should also answer us now. V'yishma b'chil tzakaseichem. He should listen to our screaming, our voices. Hayoyim ezeh today, bracha to Hashem, shemeya tzuaka. That was the fourth bracha. That was the third bracha. Ala chamishis really means the fourth extra bracha. Huaymeri says, Mishon es Eliyo b'har ha-Karmel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu that answered Eliyo anovi b'har ha-Karmel. His huyan eschem, he should also answer us now. V'yishno b'kos ha-Koseichem. Hayoyim ezeh, he should listen to our screaming, our davening today. Bracha to Hashem, shemeya tfilo. That's what we say at the end of the fourth bracha. Al Ashishis, the end of the fifth bracha, Waimer, Mishon es Yoina b'mei Hadoga, HaKosh Bracha that answered Yoina, Hu Yan Eschem, Yishma B'kos Sakasechem, Yoim Ezeh Bracha to Hashem, Hoine B'yei Tzora. That's where we end off the fifth bracha. Al Ashriyis, which really means the last, the extra sixth bracha, Hoine, he said, Mishon es David v'yeshloime b'noi b'yishloim.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu that answered Dovra Melech and Shloimei, that let him build Yerushalayim, let him build out the Beis HaMikdash, who Yan Eskim, he should also answer us right now, V'yishma V'kos HaKasechem, he should listen to our voices, Hayoyim Ezeh today, V'ruch HaTo Hashem, HaMarachem Al-Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonis on this world, on the Oretz. And these are the extra six brachas that the Shliach Tzibur would say on these last seven Tainus Tzibur. And again, he would say them after the bracha Gol Yisrael, then he would start saying these extra six brachas. Maisa once happened to start like this. Maisa, the Yimei Rebbe Chalafta. It once happened in times of